Well, good morning. As we do in the 11 o'clock hour, we also do online, and that's to read the Old Testament reading, which today is in Psalm 4. Our New Testament reading was in Luke 24. I just want to share something with you before we read Psalm 4 in verse 44 of Luke chapter 24. These are the words attributed to Jesus, the red letter. And he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me and by Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must all come true." You've heard me say before that the Psalms are not only a wonderful recording of all the different things, but they're also part of Bible prophecy. So here are the words in Psalm 4 in the New Living Translation. "Answer me when I call, O God, who declares me innocent. Take away my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will your people ruin my reputation? How long will you make those groundless accusations? How long will you pursue lies?" And you'll notice a little thing there which says interlude, but you stop and think about it. Verse 3. "You can be sure of this. The Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will answer when I call to him. Don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Think about it overnight and remain silent." Pause. Interlude. And in verse 5. "Offer proper sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many people say, 'Who will show us better times?' Let the smile of your face on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy, and those who have abundant harvest of grain and wine. I will lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of Psalm 4. I don't think we just think about it much when we lay our head down on the pillow and, okay, it's time to go to bed, and you lay your head down in the pillow. You know, that's an act of faith. I like that, what it says in verse 4. It's a promise from God. Or verse 8, rather. "I will lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." And then we wake up in the morning, ready to go again. In Jesus' name, amen.